Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, this is Hotep. This is Brother Will I Am. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio show today. I got some information that I'm gonna be going over, some powerful information that I'm gonna be giving out. And so I'm gonna try to get through this. This is the first thing. I mean, this is my man around this. But, I've been through some weird energy for the last 2 days, which was good energy, even though it was weird energy, it was still good energy. I've been through the last couple of days. But it seems like days, but it was just the last couple of days. But anyway, what I'm going to talk about today is when they talk about if Adam and Eve was actually kicked out of the dome, out of the garden of Eden, and that out of them received, now I say no. And the reason why I say that is because they switched the frequencies on that. And what I mean by they switched the frequencies on that is that we are programmed to think that it was actually a garden, some type of garden that you just go out there and grow vegetables and all that. This is the program that they gave us on that concept. So this is how we normally think of garden. But it was actually a dome that it was cast out of. I mean, this is some powerful stuff. And now also the Holy Tablets talk on this as well. Now that I come to the understanding that this is this it wasn't a Garden of Eden that it was actually a dome. I had visions. Let me break this down. I had visions. An entity came to me, and I've been asking for like just around 2008. I have been asking about this information. Wanting to know all this information and knowledge and stuff about what's really going on. So I had this entity come to me. This entity had a veil on his face. And when this entity had a veil on his face, it came to me and it was like, okay, you've been asking about what's really going on. I'll show you. So then this entity, we're in the air. We're actually traveling in the air, flying. I noticed that we was over ocean, and when we got over, when we was over the ocean, I started noticing there was ice chunks in this ocean and shit. So I was like, man, we got to be somewhere well over the Antarctic. I'm like, man, where the hell we going? So after that ocean, we got past the point of the ocean and the ice in the ocean. We just came to number solid landmass and number ice and ice and shit. This is all it was. So we traveled over that ice for a long period of time. And if I want to make an estimated guess, because I was in the air, it was maybe like 20 to 25 miles to where we ended up at. I seen all these military. I seen military from every country out there around. So anyway, so we're flying over there, so we don't flew past that. And I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, man, why is this military and all that shit out here? So we fly past that. Like I said, we get to the destination of 20, 25 miles down past that situation. I come to a dome behind it, past all this ice and shit. I come to a dome, just straight up. It was a crystallized dome. I put my hands on it and everything. I could see inside. It was a crystallized dome. I could see inside. No, the streets was paved like gold. Man, it was Crystal City, man, beautiful colors, all types. It was beings in there. I couldn't see the faces of the beings, but these were beings in there. It was carbonated beings all in there. They ranged from what I can tell, the size, anywhere from maybe a baby size to maybe 11, 12 feet tall. I'm seeing these beings. I can't see the faces. I'm seeing these beings. No, I'm seeing all this is in there. So, and this is when that entity told me. The entity asked me, it's like, what do you remember about Bookogenesis. I was like, okay. I said, I remember what I remember about Bookogenesis. I said, well, the first thing I remember is that Adam and Eve was kicked out of the garden. And I said, also, they had two children called Cain and Abel. I said, according to, you know, the King James Bible. And Cain, and I also note that it says in the Genesis that in the last days, they said that Eve won't be able to return back to the garden. They said, but her children in the last day, her seeds or her seeds in the last day will be able to return back to the garden. So this entity turned around and said, he said, well, just replace garden with dome. And I was like, wow. When he said that, I'm like, man, so much energy, confirmation came out. When he said that, he said, switch the garden to the dome. So now I'm understanding the concept that they was cast out of this dome. And everything outside of this dome is the wilderness. So we are considered being in the wilderness. So as I'm talking to this entity is giving me all this information. And I'm asking. And I was like, he's like, this is what the global warming is. They said, we're coming into the sun cycle. Two things happening. Sun cycle is coming into play. And our frequency is raising up. So now the ice is starting to melt. And this is what all the governments are scared of the ice melting. Because when the ice melts, everybody on the planet is going to see these domes. All the bullshit they done told us, all the bullshit that's been going down, all that's going to be wiped out. All your sciences, they ain't going to be worth a damn. Religion, it's going to fall simultaneously after science. But everybody's going to run to religion, and religion going to take the claim, saying, aha, to the sciences. Like, but so when all the people, when all this shit starting to take place, the people, the religious folks, they're going to have to produce their Jesus and so forth, and they're not going to be able to produce that. So the scientists, NASA, religion, all of them going to fall simultaneously because the whole world is going to be on what the hell is this dome, why we weren't talking about this dome. So everything that y'all learned out here, is all this about to come to a head. And so I'm asking this entity, when is this supposed to take place? He said, you know, between 2024 and 2030, these things. So, and by 2024, this ice shit, it's going to be melting down to what it's peak. They say, it all depends on where you at on the atmosphere, in the hemisphere. Some people have already started to see this, you know, the people that live close to Antarctica and so forth. But it's by this time, all this ice is going to be start melting because of our frequency, because of the conscious of this frequency. So now it's causing a problem with this dome. I've seen seven domes. There was a dome inside the center of the earth as well that I was shown. It was also a smaller dome. Now, the dome that I'm talking about, the crystallized dome, it was bigger, and I'm doing an estimation. It was at least bigger than the United States. That's the smallest that it was. This thing was huge. This dome is huge. That's in the Antarctic, and it's another dome that's in under it. That's in the center of the Earth. Now I understand why they get this movie called Center of the Earth. But Journey to the Center of the Earth is from. Okay, Atlantis, another one. Same thing. Atlantis is in a dome underwater with a crystal pyramid, so forth. So now all this information is coming together. This is what they don't want people to find out. This is what they're guarding. And so when I told y'all to see these army, all these army people and shit out here, they weren't protecting the dome. They were there to keep you from getting to the dome. So it looks like that they're protecting the dome. They're not protecting. They're keeping you from getting there because this is where Asher started from. So when it goes back and you read in King James Bible and all that, and they talk about this garden, it was actually a dome. And that is where that dome is in Antarctica. So this is where the Garden of Eden, so to speak, is supposed to be at. And this is why, but a lot of people don't understand, they're all over Egypt, Africa, and Israel and all that. Well, when the planet shifted, and you shifted into these seven continents, that Garden of Eden was above the equator where it's all tropical. But then when that shifted and the planet split, and it starts shifting into what you know as these continents today. That shifted below the equator. So this is what, then the ice age behind that sealed it. So we've been kept from all that information from all that time. But now we're coming to the period where all this information is coming into a head. I'm asking all types of questions to this being and explaining, and this being explaining all types of stuff to me. So After I answered all types of questions, like I said, it was talking about the global warming, the spacecraft. It was spacecrafts all over the place. It was also a beam of energy that shot straight up to the sky, as far as I could see out there gone. And so this is why all these other spacecraft, when you hear these people talking about they seeing spacecrafts and all that, this is where they're coming. They're going to that dome. They don't want the people out here because all that, like I said, all of this is considered the wilderness. So when you get in the Bible and they're talking about the children of Israel or EC was going to be lost in the wilderness and so forth, where all this shit out here is wilderness. I'm talking about China, Russia, Africa, all the rest of this landmass outside that dome. Because when Adam and Eve was kicked out of that dome, when she brought the children of Cain and Abel, and so forth, we was cast there. You know, her seed was put out into the dome. I mean, out of the dome into the wilderness. So, and also when you read in Revelations, when they're talking about, when you read in Revelations and they're talking about that. The hill that there's going to be separation between the two seeds. When they talk about her seed and his seed, and then the serpent shall be at the hill of the of her seed. Well, that was the Dracon, because now we was put out in the wilderness, and we were put out in the wilderness with the Dracon, because now we were no longer in the dome. All this shit is starting to make so much sense. I'm asking all these questions, giving you answers. So, when it was time for us to go back. And I was ready to go back because I had 9,000 questions that I wanted to ask. So when it's time for us to go back, when we got back, I was like, man, who are you? What are you? Oh, now, y'all. Now, let me explain to you all what I've seen. This was not a physical body. It was an entity, like it was an imprint of, you know, it wasn't like a physical body, this entity. It was like an imprint, though. You can tell that the existence of it. And so when I pulled the veil up, when I pulled that veil up, it was me. It was my higher self. And that right then and there, there's no words out here to explain that moment. I can't, I mean, shit, real talk. And so I wanted to ask myself 9,000 questions. I woke up. It woke me up, and I could not get the answer. This was some powerful energy that I went through. And like I said, these last couple of days have been off the chart. I know if you got questions or comments, star one, and I will bring y'all in, because I know I just gave y'all some powerful information, because I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this. And I'm just not coming back to really in kindness with my energy, because these last couple of days, it's been crazy. I can't explain the energy. And now I'm just feel like I'm just fully getting back into myself. Any questions or comments so far to what I said? Because I know I just dropped some serious shit. Nobody has any questions or comments to what I just said. Does everybody understand what I just said? I can't believe there's no question, no comment to what I just said. All right. I don't know about y'all, but I mean, that's some powerful shit. And as far as what man believes, also, let me explain something else to you. On the other side of that dome, it was like a drop off, like it was nothing there. The space there. And that also brought me to the conclusion there is no globe, circle, planet. This planet is actually square. I know this might sound crazy to some of y'all might like this nigga crazy, whatever. I mean, it don't bother me at all. I know the energy I went through, and I know what took place, so I'm cool with that. So, I mean, this is what it is. So, no questions or comments so far. Been weird energy, and when I say weird, it's just out of the ordinary. I'm not saying bad energy. It's just the frequency happens. It's just there's some swirling frequency just going on around with my energy this last couple of days. And like I said, getting to that point to where now it is several domes out there. Like I said, there's some inside the water. Lumeria is underwater with dome, all of this. when this planet came into play off the other planet, we had to set up to exist on this planet. So now I understand that whole concept. And the dome was part of that concept. So, and on top of that, with the dome, with the dome, we, when we came from the other planet and we had to adapt to this, when we had to adapt to this life down here, we had to build that energy to sustain here when this planet was to be, when it finally cooled off to be inhabited. And also, when we was cast out to the wilderness, now I understand why the pyramids were built all over the planet, because we had to duplicate the currency and electricity that was inside the dome. Now we were outside the dome. So this is why we had to create these pyramids and so forth and all this stuff over the planet. This stuff is coming some with clarity with me now after this. This, man, it's crazy. I'm trying to explain stuff. Stuff is still, when I seen all this, my thought process is, it was just like, I'm trying to explain it best I can. And now that after the fact, stuff is starting to come back. Cause it's like when I first seen stuff, the stuff that I seen, it's like my mind went blank. And now I'm starting to regurgitate and remember all the stuff that I seen, because now I'm remembering the stuff that I seen now, because at the time I seen so much stuff and it was just like, it's hard to explain. I'm trying to explain this to y'all best I can. And now stuff is steady coming back, because when you see something and you look over something and you don't really pay attention to everything in it because it was so overwhelming. And then after you sit down and gathered yourself, start remembering stuff. So it started. Man, this is crazy. I know I know I sound weird today, but I'm just telling y'all some real shit that I went through. So there's no questions or comments. And nobody has anything they think, want to bring to the table or have to overstand it. I don't know. I don't know. A lot of stuff we've been played on. Man, this shit is coming. And, you know, I asked for this energy to come like that. Like I would say, I asked for free blood information, and I'm gathering this as it's coming before. This is crazy. Dome on top of dome, Nibiru, all of this is coming into play. All this is why they're keeping all of this. Draycons, and their descendants. That's the Hindus. What y'all know is the Indians today. When the Draycons touch down on this planet, this is where they touch down there over in Hindustan. So when they touch down over in Hindustan, they made it with it within those people. They're considered the serpent people. This is why the snakes and the king cobras and all that are sacred to these people over there. This is all part of that process. You had a marriage between the Draycons and the Anunnaki. All of this stuff, man, there's so much information that's ready to come down the pipe. And that's why I tell y'all all the time, man, you're gonna have to be in your right frequency and your right energy to understand the shit that's about to come down, because this shit is gonna be happening like a blinking of an eye for all of y'all who are not understanding that. So, I mean, this energy is here. So, I hope everybody understand or try to understand what I'm saying, because, man, to wrap your mind around that concept, it was never a garden, it was a dome. So, and for y'all, go back and read Genesis. And now, if you replace the Garden of Eden with a dome, I promise you shit will start clearing up. And like I said, when they, about the reptilians that walked upright, that was the Draycon, but he's talking about this snake that walked upright, talking about holding them in the Garden of Eden. Yes, it was the Draycons. Like, man, this is heavy. This is heavy information. So nobody has any questions or comments, because I'm still gathering shit as I go. All this type of information is coming to me within the last 48 hours. So I'm gathering as I go. This is why I'm having I'm stopping at periods because I'm trying to gather all the information because I still see a lot of stuff. Nobody has any questions or comments. Like I said, man, this energy is weird. This energy is weird. I don't know if anybody, man, I don't know. I ain't never been a loss of words, but I am right about now. Like I said, I'm trying to gather myself with all of this information. Really trying to gather myself with all this information. I'm trying to focus. Yeah. Somebody, who is it? 3297. Welcome to the call. You have a question or comment?
Hotel.
Hotel, brother.
All right. Hey, Brother Will, can you kind of help us understand which version of yourself that you saw? And why do you believe that it's that particular version?
A good question, brother. I think it was the seventh dimension. That was my higher self on the seventh dimension. Because I used to talk about this all the time for years in my class. I was talking about that we are all nine. We are multidimensional beings. You operate in the multi-universal. We operate in multi-universes on a daily basis. We operate in a multi-universe. Everybody thinks we operate in one universe. We don't. The first universe is the thought process of the infinite divine. That's one universe. Now you're dealing with the universe itself, the mother universe, her womb. That's another universe. Now you're dealing with that. So that's two universes. Now you're dealing with the planet. Now each planet comes out here, and each planet is a feminine energy, so it gives birth. So now that's three multi-universes that you're operating with. So you know what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. So most of us don't even understand that we're operating in multi-universes on a daily basis. And I seen that was my seven-dimensional self that I seen because that was, it was like I said, because it wasn't in the physical form. It was like the imprint of like the soul. I almost want to say it was like the soul. It was the imprint. It's not physical, but it's the soul. You can see the soul, the imprint, the aura. And that's what it was. So I think that was my seventh dimensional self because after the seventh dimension, there's no physical body. So that was my seventh dimensional self.
Okay.
That was a good question, brother. Somebody else had their hand up. But yeah, that was, like I said, it was my seventh dimensional self. And like I said, I'm glad you brought that up because, like I said, I'm trying to gather information. I got so much that I want to say, and I'm trying to find words for this shit because, man, that information and what I seen and participated in was off the chart. And I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to focus. But that is, I do believe that was my seventh dimensional self.
Right. So you actually received. You actually receive confirmation that these higher selves exist, that they're there.
Exactly.
That they're not someplace else, that they're there.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm almost willing to say that the dome, inside the dome, is where the Akashic records are in the same connection. So maybe the soul, I'm thinking maybe the soul was taking me back to the place of where it came in, into this atmosphere, and that is that dome. So, you know, when you're dealing, so now that I'm understanding that it wasn't no garden, that everybody's been programmed, that you go out and plant tomatoes and and okra and corn and all that shit, this was the actual dome. That changed the whole frequency. That changed the whole thought process of how we got here and what's really going on. This is just confirmation that the higher you get in your divine energy, the more you're going to come in contact with these type of entities. And that's why I said you're going to have your focus now to be able to deal and not be spooked or thrown off by entities that don't have physical bodies because we've been programmed on that physical body. You know what I'm saying? And most of us cannot think past the physical body. So when we operate in that form, that's how we get out. So that's why it's hard for a lot of people to understand this concept. Because a lot of people have not even gave a true, actual serious thought about existing outside the physical body. And the physical body is all, it's like I said, it's from the sixth. The physical body can only exist from the sixth dimension on down. It cannot exist past the seventh dimension. This universal law is fact. Right now, I'm thinking I'm starting to tap into getting closer to a point of the sixth dimension. A lot of y'all is coming out the fourth into the fifth. Some of you are already in the fifth. I'm in the fifth. I feel myself getting closer to the frequency of that sixth dimension, and that sixth dimension stuff is what I was telling you about. This is where you're a supernatural being. This is where you can be in this is the last stage of dimension where you can be in the physical body and start to receive the power from the energy from the higher, from the seventh, eighth, and ninth realm. So this is, like I said, this sixth realm is where your Superman, your Incredible Hulk, so all these movie heroes that they showing you on TV and y'all just think it's just some bullshit. They're telling you this is your status that you can be in. And like I said, they don't want us to get back to that dome. They have a serious problem because the sun cycle is coming in, and also we're with our frequency. So many people are raising up in vibration and frequency. That raises magnitude. When you get magnitude, now you're getting talking about in heat frequency. So now this frequency out here is melting shit out of this. So this is why they're so stuck on the global warming shit. The global warming is just that's just a code word and something hidden to keep you thrown off from recognizing that we melting that shit. And like I said, it's going to come down the road 5-10 years down the road. We're going to be able to see that dome, and everybody's focus is going to be on that dome. So churches ain't going to be able to, folks ain't going to pay attention to that shit. NASA going to be out of a job. Scientists going to be out of a job because all that bullshit they've been telling y'all, they ain't going to be able to, that it's not going to be able to match that dome. And then, like I'm saying, when everybody turns to religion, because all the religions going to step up and say, aha, we told you so, and they're going to keep pushing that Jesus shit on you, and then we're going to force them to produce this Jesus. They ain't going to be able to produce that, so they're actually going to be wiped out. Like I said, all of them going to start falling silent when that dome gets revealed about the people. So this is why I tell y'all, man, it's going to be important for y'all to have your mind right going forward, because you get ready to start seeing shit so fast, energy is going to be changing so fast, and you're going to have to keep up with those frequencies, or you're going to get lost in the shuffle, or go insane, one, trying to figure out what the hell you're looking at, what's going on. We're going to start seeing other constellations in the next 5-10 steps. We're going to see all that. So y'all just need to understand this conversation. And I know these folks do not want this information out, but it's man, I mean, it is what it is. Because like I said, I ain't got no fear. I ain't scared of these motherfuckers. So I ain't read about no death and all that with these folks, but I'm pretty sure that these folks do not want this information out. And this is how, but this is some powerful shit. And now everybody started understanding that concept and how they done lied and kept all of the information. Because that's why our energy, all the energy that we created out here on outside the dome on all these planets, I mean, on all these land masses, all this energy we created out there with the pyramids, the Sphinx, the all the shit that the Aztecs, the Mayans, now y'all understand that. These portals that they got that go to the center of the earth, one of them come right out to where the Mayan civilization is. So once the Mayans got on their divine frequency, that's just how they left. They went in those tunnels. When you go to Egyptian, when they talk about when Osiris went into the underworld, it's a tunnel under the pyramid, and that's how he left. And I'm thinking this is all this is going back to the dome. Real talk. So questions or comments? And so, like I said, man, I'm pretty sure these folks, you know, they ain't gonna want this information out. Don't be a serious problem with that. So, if you don't understand that concept, these things are gonna be off the chain. So, anybody have any questions or comments? None. I'm shocked, man. I'm really shocked that nobody's actually asking. Y'all just sit here like, okay, this is just some ordinary news and shit. Like, just some regular moves. This is some powerful shit to me, and I don't understand. Nobody else is not even bothered or bothered or nothing by this information. Wow. And nobody's going to tell me that anybody on this call is dead mentally. Y'all have to understand that. You feel what I'm saying? So let me understand that concept. and y'all have to really get down with that, because if you don't understand that, it's going to be crazy. Our people, y'all, we got to get in tune. And I know I'm harping on this, but this is an understatement to where we got to be. And if y'all don't recognize that, or you're not excited about that, or you care about that, then something is wrong here. Something is seriously wrong here. Also, things that y'all need to understand now we're in this concept is that there's a lot of different beings that's down on this planet, and this is the cycle for where all the beings, wherever they came from, and what constellations and other planets and so forth, this is what the gathering is. So when people are seeing all these spacecraft that all over the place, they're coming to them. They're coming to the storm. Like I said, now we're saying the concept of where they talking about the crystal pyramid that's in a dome in the Atlantic Ocean. I was talking about that's Atlantis. I understand all that now. I understand, like I said, about Lemuria. I understand Africa. And I understand how the Garden of Eden that was once on the tropical side of the equator is now below the equator after the shift. I can understand why I can be there. So all this year when they were talking about, the Garden of Eden was over in Israel and them Saudi Arabia, Middle East and Euro Asia and all that bullshit is that's all propaganda. Keep everybody throwed off. We got a no fly zone over the Antarctica. Now I understand why they have a no fly zone. No plane. All countries that are in a treaty and agreement with that they all agreed they can't airplanes fly over that Antarctica. Now I know why. And it's just heavy. Questions, comments? Brother Rob, you straight on your questions, your comments?
Yes, I do, Brother Will. Give me a sec. I was in a store, that's why I kind of left out for a minute.
Okay.
What I wanted to ask is, what do you believe that the ice represented?
The ice?
Yeah, you talked about ice when you.
Yeah, I think when the ice came in, when on the last ship, and see all that goes back to the 13,000 years when I was talking about 13,000 years. All of that is part of that process. So when that shifted, that ice built it up, and it actually became a protector of that. So it kept the rest of the world from recognizing that. Now y'all understand when I be talking about how they done went into our memory bank and they done blocked certain memories or they done removed certain memories, but you have that imprint that I was speaking about, that you have the imprint to go back to gather that information. So now you understand. Now you start. If y'all understand everything that I'm saying, now you understand why you can't remember certain things. Certain things was blocked from you. Certain information was blocked from you. All of these things will start to come into play. Go ahead, brother. Did y'all understand the multi-universe concept? Anybody not understand that? Everybody have a clear understanding of a multi-universe. All right. I'm trying to. I'm seeing so much stuff, but I cannot put everything into words right now. What I've seen, like I said, I've seen beings from short to tall. I would have to guess on that. That was at least 11 to 12 feet tall on those beings. Somebody got their hand up. 1294. You have a question or comment? 1294.
Well, hold up. Brother Will, this is Brother Rob.
Oh, hold up, Brother Rob.
I'm sorry, man. I got on a little late, so I didn't hear everything you said, but it sounds like you I mean, from what I gather, from what I heard so far, you visited yourself in another plane, another dimension.
Yeah. I went to this entity took me out. Like I said, this entity took me to. I've always been asking every night. I'm talking about going back to 2008 when I started really understanding all this. Every night that I meditated on, I asked for this information to show me how we got here, what's really going on, not to be blinded by all this bullshit and so forth. So this entity came to me and was like, are you ready? I'm ready to show you what you've been asking for. And so we went, and like I said, we was over ocean for a while, and then I started noticing chunks in the ocean, ice chunks in the ocean. So at that time, I'm guessing that we are over the Antarctic somewhere, because this is where the ocean is, what the chunks is. So then we got to a point, there was nothing but landmass and nothing but solid ice, just solid ice. And we was over that for a while. So we flew over that for a while. And just before we got to the dome, I'm doing an affirmation because I'm in the air instead of on the ground or on the ice or whatever. And I wasn't even cold, and I want to mention that. I was never cold, but it was cold as hell out there. Cold, but I wasn't cold. But anyway, about maybe 20, 25 miles out before we got to the dome, I seen all these military. I seen all these military personnel beings, and they were military from all the countries, from China, Russia, United States, Africa, all of them, all these military. They was all out there like they was protecting the dome. That's what it seemed. The illusion was like they were protecting the dome, but they was not. This entity finally tells me that they were not protecting the dome. They were trying to keep us from going back to it, because going back into Genesis, the entity had asked me, what do I remember about Genesis when we got to the dome? And so I said, okay, I remember that Adam and Eve got kicked out. Really, their real name was Codman and the Cable, but I'm going to keep Adam and Eve, because that's what everybody has been programmed to know them by. So I said, I remember Adam and Eve got cast out of the garden. They had two children, which they actually had four, but they only put two in the King James Bible. They had twins, two sets at a time. But anyway, Cain and Abel. And it also remembered that it says in the book of Genesis that Eve's seed in the last days will return back to the garden. In the last days, so that means that those who of these seed is of the divine is going to be the ones who's going to be able to return back to this garden. Well, this entity told me, it says, well, just replace garden with dome. And I looked and I said, what? He said, replace garden with dome. He said, they switched that frequency around. So now when I recognized that that was a dome and not a garden, that changed the whole frequency. So I started asking 9,000 questions. He was telling me this is the reason why the global warming. He said we're in the sun cycle, and that and our frequency is raising up in frequency. So now we're changing the magnitude of the energy out here, and our frequency is raising up so much, it's starting to melt the ice. So this is why all the governments are so scared, and they're all harped on this shit. My mind is so combobulated. What the ice? What they call it? Global warming. Yeah. Now all the government is so scared about this global warming. Well, this entity was telling me around 2024, a lot of people are going to start seeing it. By the end of 2030, the whole planet is going to be able to recognize this dome, and all this religion, all your scientists, all these folks, they're going to start falling by the wayside, because none of their shit is going to be able to match up to what this dome is. Everybody on the planet is going to want to know what the hell is this dome. And they ain't going to be studying no Jesus no more. They ain't going to be studying no scientists. All this other bullshit they done fed us out here. Everybody's going to be focused on what this. They ain't going to have no answers for that. This is why they're scared to death of this global warming. Now, this is what this entity is telling me, all these things. And now I understand the concept. And also in the book of Genesis, when it says that Eve, there's going to be a separation of Eve's seed and this other seed, and this, it was called the serpent, which is the Dracons I'll be telling folks about. We was cast out in the wilderness. So this concept now that I understand, if I'm understanding this concept correctly about that dome, when Eve, Adam and Eve was cast out, we are the descendants of Adam and Eve, so to speak. So we was the cast out. So we all of this is considered the wilderness. United States, Russia, China, all of this shit outside this dome is considered the wilderness. This is a mind-blowing concept now that they understand that this is a dome. And when you go in the book of Genesis, it said in the last days, which is the last sun cycle, which we are in now, that Eve's seed is going to be returned back to the garden. So that means return back to the dome. So now I understand why I've seen all that military around there, and they're going to try to keep us from getting back to that dome. Now, they're going to have a hell of a problem with all that ice melt and the whole world sees this dome, see these domes, because it's actually seven of them. It's one underground that's under that one. This is where they get that journey to the center of the earth. All of this comes into play. That's why I'm talking about the Mayans, because you had seven portals that go to them domes. And the Mayans, one of the tunnels that go from the Mayans with there. So now I understand the concept of when they said the whole civilization of Mayans disappeared. Now I understand that. They overstood the divine frequency. They went into that dome. I believe they went into the tunnel. That whole civilization went into that tunnel and went to the dome. Same thing with the pyramids over in Egypt. When back in the days of Egypt, when they were talking about it, when Osiris, when you read the hieroglyphics on the wall, and they talk about Osiris went into the underworld, and it's tunnels under those pyramids. Like for instance, when Set chopped his brother up, which is Osiris, chopped him up into 13 pieces, and Isis put him back together. He was considered dead, and they put him back together to bring forth Horus or Heru. After that, after he did that, he left. Osiris went back to the underworld. Well, if you understand the hieroglyphics, it shows you how he went through that ceremony and he went into the underworld, which was another underground tunnel that leads to that same dome. So all these pyramids out here. So once we was cast outside of that dome, we had to create the same frequency that was going on inside the dome. So this is why we set up the pyramids. This is why we set up the Sphinx. This is why we set up all this shit out here, because we're in the wilderness. All of this now comes into place. So at the end, like I said, at the end, when we had to return, because I had just questions after questions after questions after questions. And so this entity said it was time for us to go. So when we got back, I asked this entity, who are you? Because it had a veil over its face, so I could never see who this entity was, why it was explaining all this shit to me. So to me, I'm figuring it's, man, you know, one of the higher beings, ancestors, Jehudi, my grandma, my daddy, somebody. I didn't know who it was. If I was being told that you got one choice to figure out who this is behind the veil, I would have lost, because I would have never picked me, because when I raised that veil up, it was my higher self. And like I said, it wasn't in a physical body form. It was like in the imprint of like a soul or aura energy form. So that means that was a seventh dimensional being. So that's who that was. That was my seventh dimensional being on that seventh dimension, who was giving me that tour and giving me this information. I ain't been right for the last couple of days, man. I'm just now gathering all my thoughts. This is why I sound crazy right now. I ain't never sound like this. But I guess it's so much that I want to say, but I don't know how to put it into words without witnessing shit. What I've seen, it's going to take me a minute to wrap my mind around and grasp everything that I need to push this shit forward. But that's what I've witnessed. That's what I dealt with.
Let me ask you this. So you're confident that the entity that took you to see this was real?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm confident.